Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the program where we talk about the Akashic Records, and we talk about your life, and we talk about stuff that has happened in your life. My name is Donna Fox, and I am an Akashic Records certified teacher as well as a consultant, and I've been doing this for over 17 years. So I welcome you to our program, and I welcome you to call in with your challenges or your curiosities or whatever, you know, whatever questions you might have about your life or questions you might have about the world or whatever, and we will have those records open and answer your questions. Tonight, though, it's very interesting. I had a very interesting situation happen today, and actually moving toward my computer right now. So yesterday I did a one of the expos, not a really a long expo, just a one-day expo, and I didn't really do a lot of consultations. I talked with a number of people, and it was a great first experience with this particular expo company, and I do plan to go back because I don't normally do consultations at expos, but it seems that is coming more and more important to help people anchor the energy of the Akasha. So it was about an hour away from my house, and I came home. I made myself a steak because steak always grounds me after I do this kind of work. And I literally sat down. I watched a recorded program for about an hour. I shut the program off. And the next thing you know, I actually fell asleep in my recliner, which that's not really that unusual. But what's unusual is that I woke up at 3:45 and was very surprised about that. It's like, why am I waking up at 3:45? Because I thought it was 3:45 in the morning. And it was actually 3:45 in the afternoon, I come to realize. And the reason that it was so odd to me is because I actually thought, you know, by the time I kind of got myself together and did a few things, we're also having some bad weather here in Ohio. It's coming down, there's some tornado warnings, etc. And I decided that there was a few things that I needed at the store, and we have some 24-hour stores around, so got myself together and got in my car, and I went out to the store. And I found it, as I'm driving to the store, I'm feeling, wow, is this really weird? Why are people up at 7 o'clock in the morning? Because it was like around 6:30, but you know, by the time I actually woke myself up, but I felt like I was in a fog. And what was really weird is I'm driving and I finally get to the store, and so this young man is bringing the carts back into the store, and I said, excuse me, can you tell me what time it is? And he said, yeah, it's 12 after 7. I said, please don't think I'm crazy, but is it a.m. or p.m.? He goes, it's 7:12 p.m. Well, I've got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I lost a whole day, and I could not. I actually thought maybe he was messing with me, okay? So I said, you're kidding, right? It's really in the morning. He said, he looked at me like I had three heads, and he said, no, ma'am, it's really 7:12 in the evening. And I went, okay, that's great. And I went in the store, and there was a nice enough looking lady, you know, getting a cart, you know, at the same time that I was getting a cart once I was in the car in the store. And I said to her, you'll have to excuse me. I'm just kind of trying to get my bearings here. Can you tell me if it's seven something in the morning or the evening? I seem to have overslept quite a bit. And she said, no, it's the evening. I'm getting ready for the storm. I said, well, that's why I was here, but I could have sworn it was the morning. And so when something like this happens and you lose a full day, there was like I was sleeping, or what I thought was sleeping. Now, I'm still not 100% back in my body. I literally just opened my records for the show. But I've got to tell you that I don't believe, and you're really going to think I'm, well, maybe you won't because you're a good audience and kind of know me. I believe that I was someplace else, and at least my, not my physical body, but my soul, my essence was traveling the universe. And I want to tell you, I know that I was dreaming, but I couldn't really tell you what the dreams were all about because they didn't make any sense to me. So what I'm saying is this is a, and my records are open now, so I want to share with you that there is some very interesting energy out there. So if anybody else has ever experienced this before and would like to talk about it, I would love to have your comments of any time where you kind of lost time. There have been a few times in my life that I've actually lost time, and it's been very strange. But this one was the most unusual in the fact that I really didn't know what time it was. I mean, I was totally and utterly confused. It's like I was still out of my body. And so I just wanted to say that to you so that I was, you know, totally out of my body. Anyway, so the numbers here to call in, help me ground here, ladies and gentlemen, help me ground. Here on radio station 2, you can call in these wonderful telephone numbers, and I'm actually trying to, wow, find them on my computer. Is that not crazy? Okay. But these numbers for you to call in, wow, are right here. It's the, if you're calling from the U.S. or Canada, you can dial toll-free at 888-429-5471. Or you can call direct at 530-763-1594. And so would love to hear from you. You can also email me if you have questions or comments. You can also email me at info, I as in India, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O, at AkashicWisdom.com, same name as the show. So we would love, I would love to hear from you, and I kind of need you to talk, call me tonight. I need to hear somebody else's voice. I need some interaction here because I feel so out of my body that it's really it's unusual. I'm usually a very grounded person. Even when I'm in the records, I'm very grounded. So anyway, so I wanted to share all that with you and talk to you about that, and I would love to be able to tell you where I was or what I was doing, but it hasn't come into my consciousness yet. I think I may write about it, but I can't right now speak of it. Although one of the things that I'm hearing right now and feeling is that I was in the presence of the Council of 12. And there is information that is coming forward to many people right now about the need to not only move into your own center, but to truly release any and all anger that you might have within you. And again, I'm working on that same thing. You know, we all carry anger for injustices or unfairnesses in our lives. And we really want to be able to move forward from that. Because to hold on to anger of events past truly doesn't serve us. And, you know, I say that, but I also know it's so hard to let go of. And I am working as hard as you are in trying to let go of some of this stuff, because it's almost like I need to be able to share it with someone, the injustices, for somebody, I guess, to agree with me that it wasn't fair. And I think that's what goes on with why people hold on to their stuff, is they hold on because they haven't been able to be witnessed with their anger or their unfairness. They haven't had someone to actually hear them and agree with them, so that person can then feel acknowledged. And if that's your situation, that you need to be able to vent like that, I truly, truly encourage you to call in. Mainly because with the records, it can also help you understand why certain things have happened in your life. I know that the records have helped me understand why certain things have helped me have happened in my life, and I've really found peace with that. But that doesn't mean that my work is done anymore. You know, I don't want you to ever believe or think that I'm some person that's got it all figured out. I'm a teacher of the Akashic Records. I go into my Akashic Records and I receive what I can receive. But just because of that, I'm still a human being. So things happen all the time that need to be cleared. So if you are having those kinds of situations and that's something that you would like some help with, please know that I'm here for you. And again, the numbers that you can call in here are, you can call toll-free, and you can call in 888-429-5471. For those people who don't have long distance on their phones, you can use that. Or you can dial direct if you like, if you're out of the country. Our country code is 011. And you can call in to 530-763-1594. So please let us know. Please let me know what you're thinking and what's going on for you. And let me know if what you're seeing on BBS Radio, if that's me or if it's somebody else, because I'm not showing me on the air right now. So I would like to make sure that could be my computer, but let me know what you're seeing there too. Anyway, so getting back to the world and trying to ground ourselves, etc. I do want to share with you that we're having a level one workshop Thanksgiving weekend, and we also are having one the following weekend for people who can't make it in November. We're going to have one the following weekend on December, I want to say 7th and 8th. Let me get those dates right for you. It's going to be December, 7th and 8th, as well as we're going to have a level one. We're going to have two of them in a row, November 30th and December 1st, and then the following week of December 7th and 8th. So we are gathering folks to eventually have a level two. That'll be after the first of the year, so that we can teach people how to access their own records in level one and work with the Akashic Records energy. And then in level two, you learn how to access the records of other people, the land, and animals. So that's what's going on. So we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, Don. It's me, Bob.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Well, how can we help you tonight?
Well, actually, I wanted you to go ahead and access the Akashic Records and find out what happened with that missing time. I think that's kind of interesting.
Well, it is, but I keep asking, and they keep telling me I'm not ready to hear it yet.
Oh.
So that's why I said I was going to have to journal it, because for whatever reason, it's not coming 100% forward, and I can't make sense of it yet. So I have to be able to, when I work with my own records, I have to really be quiet, and I have to be 100%, I guess, focused on it. And when I'm doing the radio program, it's not the same focus. Like, if you were to ask me a question, then I'm going to answer your question with that focus. But with me, I have to be able to be be feel free to journal it. But here's my commitment. As soon as I journal it out, and I'm going to be working on it this week, I will let you guys know what's going on. Is that okay?
Yeah. I think it's pretty interesting. How much time was missing?
Well, I went to sleep last night about 11 o'clock. And I didn't get up today. When I woke up, I was so surprised because it was like 3:43, and I thought, wow, why am I waking up in the middle of the night? That's interesting to me. And what was weird about it is I actually fell asleep in my recliner, and the way that my space is that I have this wonderful window that's like patio that the sun would have come in. So it was dark, and it felt like the middle of the night. It didn't feel like there was any sun around. That's what was so strange. So I really thought I was waking up in the middle of the night. And so I kind of dozed off and went back, and then I realized, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll just get a chance to get up early in the morning and get a lot done. Great. So I kind of snoozed until like around 4:30, and so I said, oh, well, let's see what the news has to say, what happened overnight. And they started talking about tornadoes here in the Ohio area, and I said, wow. And there was some stuff that I needed to get at the store, and that's why I started getting myself together. And the weird part about it is I went down an elevator with some of the from in my apartment. These people had to think I was really, really weird because they said, wow, you're up early today. Here it was in the evening, you know. And the funny part about it, they didn't even correct me. They didn't say, no, Donna, it's not evening, it's morning. It's not morning, it's evening. They didn't say that. They didn't even tell me that I was, like, kind of, I don't know if they're trying to be kind or just saying,
well, the next time you see him, you'll know.
What has she been taking? You know, but it's literally, I'm driving down the street and I'm seeing things that are open that shouldn't have been open at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, because I'm thinking I'm going out at 6:45 in the morning. And it was so weird. It was just so weird. And it's like I kept shaking my head the whole time I was in the store shopping. It's like, this can't be. Something's wrong here, you know. So anyway,
so
that's,
you gotta
concentrate
on the missing time.
There's some few hours they're missing, you know.
Oh yeah,
like
that's
all
a lot
day.
Of time. That happened to me one time, and I actually called in to ask about that with you.
Oh yeah.
That was when I had when my dog had died, and she came to visit me, and I slept until about the same time you did. But when I woke up, it was actually dark out.
Yeah, well, that it felt like it was dark out when I finally got up, because it probably was. It was like 6-something when I, you know, 5 o'clock in the evening.
I'm sure something happened.
Oh, I know something happened. I just don't know what yet, and they haven't really been forthcoming. So for whatever reason, I need to. What I'm receiving right now is that during that time, there was a lot of processing. That would take continual processing until at least tomorrow, because it's like I still don't feel, like I said, 100% back in my body. I'm still kind of still out there. You know, I mean, it's like very, very odd. It's just very odd. So, yeah. So so that's why I want people to call and ask me questions so I can actually ground. So what's your question tonight?
Oh, you know me. God, I've got a zillion of them, obviously.
Yeah, but what about you, about your personal life? Not necessarily about experiences you had that are in the way past, but about you. What situations now are going on that you're curious about?
Right now with me?
Uh-huh.
I don't have any pressing questions right now with me other than a general lack of motivation.
Okay.
I feel like I want to go ahead and try accomplishing a writing project, but I've just kind of am uncertain of that.
What part are you uncertain about?
Well, kind of I have the idea as far as getting it started.
Uh-huh.
Now, I actually did start it a long time ago, and I wanted to re-pick it up again.
Okay.
And
I
how
feel is
this...
that... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel that so something had happened in between the time that I first started to write it and between now that was significant that I should do it.
Okay. What do you think that thing is? An event, or do you want to share
it was a chance encounter with somebody.
It was a chance encounter, okay. And why? How would this, you writing about this, how would that help humanity or help you?
Well, I started to write this a long time ago before I had any sort of opening, so it was more of a, it certainly wasn't a spiritual thing. However, in between now and then, I've kind of incorporated a spiritual aspect to it. I think it's possible, but since I had started it and I'd put in effort into it, and something significant happened in between the time that I started to write it and now that I feel that I should.
Okay, so why, when you think about why you should, tell me about the feeling.
Well, it's more the event that happened. I had a chance encounter with somebody famous.
Uh-huh.
That was so, it was just too coincidental, if you want to say, or serendipitous, to the point that I thought, okay, well, that's a sign. That's a clear sign.
That you should write about it?
Well, no, not that I should write about the meeting. It was that I should finish the writing project that I started.
Oh, okay. So here's what the recommendation that's coming forward is that you don't have to write the whole thing all at once. What they're suggesting is that you write a sentence, literally, I know this sounds crazy, a sentence at a time.
Okay.
And then put it down.
Doesn't have to be sequential either, right?
No. It just needs to be a sentence. And if you feel like writing more, great. But if you don't feel like writing more than just a sentence, then just write the sentence. And then put it down.
But they are encouraging, right?
Absolutely.
Good. Excellent.
Okay.
I really do feel that there was a sign.
Yeah, and they're saying you should go ahead and write it. And, again, just a sentence at a time whenever you think about it. And just
okay,
keep
great.
It in one journal, and eventually you're going to fill it up. And
okay,
don't beat yourself up for not writing. Only write when it's joyful.
I think that's great.
Okay.
Okay.
All
but
right.
Can I still ask about different things that have happened?
Well, you can, but I've got another caller that's waiting
for me.
I wanted to kind of move on. And when, you know what, you can certainly call back. Let me get this other person, give them a chance. And then
sure.
What we can do is you can call back and see, you know, even maybe tonight, you can call back and ask my producer if there's time or whatever, okay?
All right. Well, you go ahead and get grounded, and I'll keep in touch.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling in, okay?
All right. You bet, Donna.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Good luck with that. Bye-bye. Hi there, I think we have another caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, this is Donna. Who's this?
Z.
I'm sorry?
Z.
Z, like the letter
the
Z?
Yeah, as in zebra, yes, Z.
Okay, hi Z, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, how can I help? How can we help you?
I'm thinking seriously about moving, and I'm wondering if, like, the idea I have in mind, possibly for in January, the place I'm thinking about going to, is, so to speak, in the works for me, in the stars for me.
Well, it's okay, so let me, I can hardly hear you. So can you ask that question again, Z?
I'm moving. I'm thinking about moving, strongly thinking about moving. And in the past, it hasn't been something that's come into fruition. So I'm hoping this time around it's actually something that's going to work out because it's kind of scary for me, something new, something different, and I'm really hoping what I have in mind at this point in time is really going to work. And I'm just wondering if it's all lined up in the stars or what.
Okay. So, well, again, in other words, like, it sounds like you're a first-time listener. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So the Akashic Records, just to kind of give you, I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Akashic Records, but they are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So this So that there's many possibilities and probabilities in the Akashic Records, and what you choose today actually creates your future. So in this particular situation, what you want to be able to understand is how it's going to feel to move in January. Now, is it an absolute, you're absolutely moving in January, or are you still just thinking about it?
It's not an absolute. It's a friend who's moving out of their place, and I'm hoping to be able to get the apartment if everything works out well, because I think it'll open up the door for me to live more of my life's purpose, for me to be able to spread my wings, move forward. Not so much this place, but me moving in general.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that moving to a different environment will help you energetically move forward in what you want to do.
Yes, and I'm hoping that by next year, because the person said to me, the friend said, oh, I plan on getting a place and I'm moving out of my place. And I felt comfortable the idea of moving there because I've seen the place before, I know the area, so it's more comfortable for me to be able to say, okay, I can actually do this and not be so scared. And I just think that if I can get my own space, that I can continue to move forward in my purpose.
Well, that makes talk more about your fear.
Well,
what questions do you have about your fear? Because that fear, it would be important for you to always also to start working on neutralizing that fear as you begin to move toward moving. Because moving to a new environment typically is really good for you. It's good for people to move to a new environment. It's a new start, especially when it's familiar to you and you feel energetically aligned there. So, but if there's a fear, you might want to just chat about that for a moment so we can help you with some of the core issues with that.
Well, I live with my mother, and she's becoming older. And basically, she was a person who she kept you more, she would keep you from moving. She would keep you from expanding based on her own fears.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, so I have that instilled inside of me. And then and she's getting elderly. She's going blind. So then it's the thing of leaving her, and is she going to be okay? It's just something new beyond going to college and living on my own for a while in college. I've just never really done it before. So it's just like, those are the only things I can think of as far as for conscious fears.
Okay. So do you have a plan of who's going to be taking care of your mom when you move?
No, because we'll see what happens. I have to, basically see if she goes. I'll only be 15 minutes away from her. So it's basically, it's a thing for her to be able to adjust, being on her own, and then see how things go and move forward even more then.
I'm saying is that you have brothers or sisters that might be able to help her?
I have a brother. We'll see what he does, because that's what other people have said to me before. Let him, don't make so many excuses for him. Let him see what he's going to do. Because there's two of us. I've been in doing this all this time, and it's about time. Let him do his part,
Right. And so the other piece is that you have to understand that that in moving toward being on your own and being away from your mom can also have an effect on you as from a scary point of view, because you're used to helping her and being around her, even though you felt it has held you back. Do you understand that?
Oh, definitely.
And so the idea here is that that moving forward, and how old is she, by the way?
She's in her 70s, early 70s.
Okay. So the idea of working with your brother and working out a plan before you go will help you feel more confident when you leave. That's what I'm hearing. So it's not just, I'm going, so you got to work this out, guy. See you later. Do you understand? It's really about coming together as two adults rather than two kids. and telling him, this is what I need, and I've been doing this long enough, and so I want to work out a plan with you so that you are involved as well, so that we can make sure to take care of Mom. Is that something that would make sense for you?
Yeah, I don't know how much it's going to my brother's end, him really doing his part. That's why I said it's only 15 minutes away. So I can always come home, you know, like drive home every day, every other day, once a week, whatever, because I'm not that far away. I mean, rather than move like 100 miles away, let me start local so she can adjust to it, I can adjust to it, and then maybe a year or two from now, then I can venture further.
Sure. But the idea here is, why wouldn't your brother be a part of this?
He's not even totally, completely, to some degree, responsible for himself. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I mean, I can't put some hope into somebody else. I have to almost literally just rely on myself. I can make him a part of it and see what happens, but I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, what you're saying is that he's not willing to do his part because he's really never been asked to.
Maybe. Maybe because he's not. Sometimes, is he really responsible? Is he really able to? He's almost like a mama's boy to me. He relies on my mother himself to some degree. I mean, like, I never really thought of it, but now I guess I will end up telling him also, because I haven't told my mother yet. It's like an idea that I get excited about it, but I don't get too excited because I don't want to. I'm trying to keep positive that it'll all work out.
Well, what I'm hearing, though, that the best way to get it worked out is that you feel confident that you can accomplish it by having the support you need to take care of your mom, so that you're not going to feel guilty. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
You see, the idea here is that it's really about making sure that you can count on somebody, because, you know, the idea of moving to a different place is great, but you have to remember that she'll get panicked. You have to figure that. She's going to be panicked if you say, I'm moving out, Mom, and you don't have a plan to help her feel more, and saying, but I don't want you to worry because this, and this is going to happen. And I'm only going to be 15 minutes away to help you if you ever need it. And I'll be around, you know, and you're going to tell her when you're going to be around, because she is in her 70s. She has relied on you, and so you want to be able to help her feel confident. Otherwise, she's going to bring you down.
But in general, I mean, like in the past, that's always been the case. It's always an excuse as to why it's not going to work out. It's almost like a thing of keeping you from expanding, or keeping a control over you, or keeping that fear sense there without actually saying, okay, I'm going to keep you in fear so I can keep you here. Is that making sense?
Yeah, but she's afraid of for herself. She's less afraid for – she's not as much afraid for you as she is afraid of for her, is what I'm hearing. And that's why if you have a plan that you feel confident in, you can say, Mom, I don't want you to worry about anything. This, and this is all in place to take care of you. I'm going to be 15 minutes away from you. I'm going to visit you every other day, let's say. And if you need me, you know how to call me, and I'm right here for you. But I want you to know that I've thought this through, and this is what's really important to me. When you feel confident that you've got all your ducks in a row, you're going to be able to be powerful enough to be able to stand up to her saying, don't leave, and you can't do this, and you'll never be successful, and you can't leave me, and yada, 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 which is all the stuff that she's always told you. You have to have a plan that you tell her about. You can't just say, I'm going to be moving next week, Mom, you know, and I'll be back and see you, you know, every few days. That's not going to work. You need to have a thought-out plan so she trusts that you've thought this out.
Okay.
Do you understand why?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're reluctant to do that.
Say that again?
It sounds like you're reluctant to do that.
No, it makes sense. I would definitely do that. It definitely makes sense. I'm just reluctant to, at this point in time, say, hey, I've been thinking about it. I just haven't done it. I think I'm going to be moving in January. Just wanted to let you know.
Don't do that now. I wouldn't do that now if I were you.
Okay.
No. You don't tell her anything until you're ready to go and you've got your plan together, because she's going to have all that time to let you know why you shouldn't go. That's why what's being said is you have to have your plan together before you tell her you're moving.
Okay.
That's what's being said. No, you don't tell her today. Don't tell her Christmas. You know, it's like, I'm moving January 1st, you know? That would be a bad thing to do, to tell her at Christmas. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because then she'll always say at Christmas how you hurt her.
Okay, so once I have my plan and the problem with talking to my brother is he'll open up his mouth too, so it's almost like, so when would be a good time to tell her? Like a week or two before I'm moving?
Well, here's what's coming forward for me that I'd like to share with you, is that it's time to start involving your brother now without saying anything about you wanting to move. So, for example, is right now, hey, what's your brother's first name?
T.
What is it?
T. Like in turtle.
Like Tom?
Z and T. Yes.
Z and T. Okay. So, T. Hey, T, I need you to come over and stay with Mom for a couple of days because I'm going to go see a friend. And you've got to stay with her because she gets worried when I leave. So start involving him in little ways. Or, hey, can you take Mom to the doctor's on such and such because I've got an appointment over here. You want to start involving him into helping you take care of her so he starts getting used to it in a slower way. Then once you see that he's reliable and he's helping her and things are good, you're gonna start, then you can talk to him and say, hey, I'm planning on moving in January. I'm going to tell Mom, but I want to get on board with you first. You've really been great in helping out. Thank you so much. And so when I move, I want to work out a plan with you. But you have to kind of involve him first. You can't just lay it on him and then expect him to be okay. You have to kind of ease into it. And it's like November, so you've got November till the middle of December, so you got a month to involve him, so you can tell him then you tell him what's going on. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So you have to involve him first in order to be able to make your plan work.
Okay. I totally hear what you're saying, and I'm going to work on that. My only thing is, he lives like 70 miles away. He also does not have a car. And majority of the time, I'm usually going up to him or taking Mom up to him or getting stuff to him. It's very rarely that he comes down here. So that's why I'm saying it's kind of hard, but I'm going to think about finding a way to involve
him. Why not have him move in? Just come and have him stay with your mother while you go. Does he have a car? He doesn't have a car. So if he comes down here, does your mom have a car he can borrow?
No. I'm the one with the car.
Okay.
I mean, like, where he lives, he can walk. There's transportation. He has friends. He has a friend that lives with him. So he's the one who doesn't live at home, but is not completely and totally responsible. I'm the one that lives at home and is more responsible, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But somehow you're going to have to get him closer than 70 miles, and you're going to have to, if it means that you have to come up there and bring him down so he stays with her for a little while, to get him more involved, then you're going to have to do that.
Okay.
Okay. You have to just kind of figure that out.
Yeah, you definitely gave me food for thought.
Well, here's the deal. You want to know what's in the stars of whether or not you can accomplish this or not. And the reality is just as we started the conversation out, every choice you make today creates your tomorrow. And unless you're ready to really move off on your own, okay, and have your mom feel more independent, then you need to be able to set your plan in action to make sure the people that you've taken care of up till now are taken care of when you decide to move on your own. So that maybe it's not your brother that's going to help her. Maybe there's a social service aspect and there's people within social services, or maybe there's an association for the blind that can help her learn more about how to become an independent person if she can't see real well. Maybe there are other people like a housekeeper or things for the, you know, for the elderly around her city that you can call and find out what services that she can tap into that will come and help her. Maybe it's not your brother. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe there are other services around that can help you and help her. So it's up to you to start, you know, becoming very knowledgeable about what's available.
Okay.
You see, so if your brother has a hard time with it, then move into finding out what senior citizens, again, services are there in whatever city you live in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, thank you.
You've got to get your plan together or else it's not going to work for you.
Okay.
Okay? All right, Z. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening. Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye. So that's interesting, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, we really want to understand our lives. You know, so many times we feel we get trapped by those who love us, and yet what happens is we allow them to trap us because we've never set our boundaries and never said no when we really wanted to say no. That we've already said yes too many times when we wanted to say no. And in those situations, when we allow ourselves to be the go-to person, when we don't want to be the go-to person, we live under other people's opinions. And in order to be able to want to live on our own, we have to move into moving on our own, but we have to have a plan for those we take care of. So if we have a mom or a dad that is used to us being there, and they've lived their life used to us being there, we want to be able to take care of them, because if we don't, the guilt will come so deep into once we move that we'll run right back. And the reality is there's other ways of handling it. It doesn't have to be harsh. It just has to be done in a way that's helpful to everybody. And you have to have your own way of how am I going to live my life. So your plan, from whether you're moving out of your house for the first time, you know, in 30 years, or if you're, you know, from your parents, or if you're moving, just finally getting a divorce, whatever, you have to have a plan of how you're going to support yourself, where you're going to live, who's going to help you take care of those that you've made a commitment to take care of up to this time. All those things, if you don't have your ducks in a row, you are going to get shut down. So it's all in planning your life. It's all in seeing what needs to happen in order for me to move. Because if you just pick up and take off, you aren't going to be a happy camper, because you're going to feel really uncomfortable with that choice. So, you know, as we have a life plan, I mean, not that it's written in stone, but the idea here is we need to understand what we need to survive. We need to understand what we need to be able to fulfill our purpose and move forward in our life. Because without that, it's like what there's an old saying that is, if you don't plan, what is it? If you don't plan to succeed, you plan to fail or something. I don't know what that saying is, but it's something about that. It's like in planning, what happens is it opens up your brain and your mind and your heart to what you truly need. I mean, nothing worse than making a choice to make a very serious move in your life and not know what, once you get there, and not know how you're going to support yourself, what you're going to do, or which way to turn. So you have to really know. The other thing that's important in working this out, you know, there's a reason why we make choices to stay with our loved ones as long as we do. And we need to really look at what our purpose is, if you will. What is our reasoning about why we have been afraid to leave? Is because we've been told that we can't make it? And if we truly believe that, what do we need to do to shift that belief within us? How can we move forward? Move forward and help ourselves become more confident in who we are. So if you'd like to call in, if you have an issue you'd like to share with or maybe brainstorm with, love to hear from you. Again, our toll-free number, if you're in the United States or Canada, is 888-627-6008. Or you can call us online directly. And you can call at 530-413-4522. Somehow those don't seem like right numbers, and I don't know why they showed up like that. Let me get the numbers for my show. I think they're a little different. Let me just take a look here. Yeah. Oh, I guess they're the same. So we're all set. Okay. Yep, 888-627-6008. Or line 2, 530-413-4522. Okay, those are the numbers you want to call in. And if you're a first-time listener, please let us know. We really want to talk to you. And it's 10 minutes to midnight here in Ohio. And although they were predicting storms, I'm sure other parts of Ohio have gotten them. I'm blessed that we have not, in my area, gotten those storms, and that's good. I want to tell you again that if, in fact, you'd like to learn how to access your own Akashic records, we have classes that are going to be on November 30th and December 1st, as well as December 7th and December 8th. Now, you can choose the weekends you'd like to come in. We also have a special going. It's kind of like a Black Friday, although I hate that thing, Black Friday, but I mean, I hate that phrase. But it's like a special. So if you want to come and a friend of yours wants to come, the two of you, it's like you one pays full price, the other one pays half price. And so basically together it's a reduced deal. So it's kind of like bring one, buy one and get one at half price, if you will. And that's great. We also have a Prosperity Healing Your Relationship with Money workshop coming up on the 14th and 15th of December. And all of these are happening in Akron, Ohio. And if you would like more information on any of these classes, please give me a call. You can call me personally and directly at 216-691-1233. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so I'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear what your comments are. And in fact, I'm going to be looking to giving away free consultations, private consultations, but I need to hear from people who need a consultation and why. So if you're looking to have a free consultation, all right, please email me your situation and why you think or why you need a free consultation. So we're going to do that for the month of December, and I will be giving a free telephone consultation away, one per week, and I will. We will go ahead and do that. And if possible, if this person is willing, we will actually do them on the air so you can hear them. Don't have to do them on the air, but I will be giving one consultation a free a week away. But I need you to email me why you feel it would be important for you to have a one-hour telephone consultation with me, and why it's important for you to have it with, you know, have a free one. I want to be able to give what is necessary to people who are in need. So again, you can email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. Also, for the month of December, as a way of helping people, I will be offering 15-minute consultations for $45. So if that's of interest to you, you can certainly give me a call or email me. And if you mention the show, I'll actually make that a 20-minute consultation for $45. So you go ahead and email me 20 minutes for $45, and we will certainly set that up. And so you can call me again, 216-691-1233, to set those consultations up. Typically, a full-hour consultation with me is $135, but if you can afford the $45 for 20 minutes, we can do that, okay? All right, so I would love to hear from you. Again, email me. I'll email you all the process and how we get that going for you, and we can go in-depth with you, okay? All right. So it is now 11:53 here in Ohio, and I'm not sure if somebody's coming up behind me at 11:55, so we are going to go ahead and let our producers get ready for the next show, if there is one. So this week I want you to have a miracle-filled week. You know, we're coming up to Thanksgiving, so it's really gratitude time. So I really want you to go deep into gratitude and bring your gratitude journals out if you don't have them. And if you don't have a gratitude journal, you could find a beautiful, you know, journal if you want. You could make your own journal if you're with your own creativity. Or you could buy a spiral notebook at one of the discount stores, you know, and make that your gratitude journal. Doesn't make any difference what you make it on. Just want to keep all your gratitudes in one area so when you have a tough day, you can move forward into what you're grateful for. And along with that gratitude journal, you can also make one of those journals. I call it a success journal, what you're proud of. So every day you need to do at least one thing that makes you feel good about you. Because that's what this is all about, learning how to love yourself. Okay, so for now I'm going to say thanks for listening. This is Donna Fox. Today is November 17th, 2013, soon to be November 18th. And I'm going to wish a happy birthday to my son because he was born on November 18th. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. Have a miracle-filled week, everyone. And I'll see you next week. Actually, next Sunday is my daughter's birthday, so we're going to wish her an early birthday and say I love you all. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good evening and a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.